Well, hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. That is, of course, Joel Johnson. Johnson Brunetti is the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. He hosts Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin, and he's appeared as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. The author of six of his own books, including The Money Map, and he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, today we're talking about magic numbers, and not the magic number that indicates how long it is before your baseball team clinches the division.
No, we're talking about the number that you need to retire, and what we're actually talking about today is the fallacy of that. I remember a while back watching TV, and there was that ad where they had the two neighbors, and one person was trimming his hedge, and there was this magic number. What's your retirement number? Well, what we're going to talk about is the dangers of looking at retirement that way, the dangers of looking at retirement as if you have this dollar amount you need to get to, because that is not what it's about. It's about having a plan and driving income. So how much money do you think you'll need to retire? What do you think the number is? You must have some kind of a number in your head that you've come up with. What if I told you you had it all wrong? What if I told you that that number doesn't mean much of anything? It could just be giving you a false sense of security. Even if you're already retired, does that nest egg that you have saved up that you're pulling income off of, is it giving you a false sense of security? Doesn't matter what the number is. It could be $500,000, it could be $1 million, it could be $5 million. Achieving some random number, it does not ensure that you're going to retire successfully or that you're going to stay retired successfully. It's what you do with the money that really matters. It's what you do with the money. So you may think you've crossed that finish line just because you've achieved this number that you have in your head. Maybe you've done a computer analysis on how much income that you need. In reality, it could be years before you could think of retiring, or if you're already retiring, you might have a real problem where you might outlive your money. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you could have actually retired earlier, or if you're still working, you could retire earlier with less money than you thought. So what we're going to be talking about on today's show is why that magic number could be giving you either a false sense of security or forcing you to work longer than you may have to, and the strategies that could help you make the most out of every single nickel you've saved for retirement.
Well, let's talk about the problems with that magic number. One of the problems, I guess, Joel, is just for so many people, that number is arbitrary. It's not based on any actual planning. It's just, well, this is the number I'm shooting for, and I'll feel comfortable retiring once I get there.
Yeah, and for many people, it's $500,000, $300,000. You know, young people, it'll be $300,000, $400,000. Most of us in retirement or close to retirement know that that number is way too low. Even more mature savers, even people that are pretty sharp with money, they tend to have that number in their mind, $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million. You know, a lot of people say, well, if I had $2 million, I could, you know, spend $80,000, $100,000 off of that for a long, long time. But again, your focus shouldn't be on a number. Your focus should be on what you want, what you need, what you want your money to do for you in retirement. It goes back to saving and investing for retirement in a way where you have an income target, not this magic number target, because achieving any number does not ensure success, no matter what your number is. The plan for your money is what counts.
I saw an example the other day of a couple of different clients. One of the folks had $2 million, and the other ones had about $400,000. And if you just look at those raw numbers, you say, who's more ready for retirement? Well, obviously, you think it's the person with $2 million. But when you actually looked at the details of their lives, you realize the person with $400,000 was actually better off, because that person was a state employee for 40 years. They were going to have a nice pension. They had pretty good Social Security benefits from both husband and wife, and they didn't spend a lot. On the other hand, the person with $2 million was self-employed. They hadn't paid much into Social Security. They had no pension, nothing like that. And they had a lot of income that they had to generate from that $2 million to maintain their lifestyle. The person with less money was actually in better shape.
Right. And you've just given the perfect example, John, about all the other factors that go into someone finding out what they really need to retire? I mean, let's think about the consequences of relying on that magic number. You might think you're ready to retire. You could have years and years of work in front of you. You might have taken a hit paying for kids' school, or, you know, you thought your house was going to keep going up in value, and it's basically the same level it was at in 2007. So nobody's exempt from running out of money in retirement. And even average income earners, and actually wealthy individuals for that matter, they run out of money many times their entire life savings too soon. Now, that's not the case with everybody. I don't mean to say that's the case with everybody, but go do an experiment for yourself. Google famous people, Google movie stars, Google professional athletes, even successful entrepreneurs, and you'll find out many of them go broke late in life. They almost have a sense of confidence that is not justified because how much massive success they've had really young. So here's what it comes down to. Everybody must have a retirement income plan. We think it should be generated by a qualified professional. It's got to factor in inflation, market downturns, taxes, healthcare costs, and it's got to start with the number that you want to be able to spend every single month.
Joel, another issue with the magic number is it doesn't really take into account what happens if you have an unexpected illness, or maybe healthcare costs really go up, or you know, anything like that, long-term care, those things, if you haven't accounted for them, if you haven't planned for them, your magic number is even more meaningless.
Well, and because we specialize in retirees here at our firm, we see this all the time, and it's really kind of sad. You know, a couple saves for retirement, and they go into retirement at, let's say, age 65, and they're having a great time, but come about 75, 76, you know, one of them might start suffering from a health problem. And especially if it's an issue like dementia or Alzheimer's, it becomes really tough. It generates a tremendous amount of stress on the spouse that doesn't have the health issue. And what's even worse is when the money isn't there to pay for it. We've got to reserve for those healthcare costs, because especially in this day and age with what's happened to insurance and the cost of long-term care, or even the cost of care in your home or rehabilitation after a surgery, we've got to cover those things.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people forget about inflation too. Your income might be exactly where you need it. Maybe you need $8,000 a month to have the retirement that you want. Well, $8,000 a month is not going to give you the same lifestyle 15 years from now that it gives you now. And a lot of people don't factor that into their plan. And again, it makes their magic number that much more meaningless.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had lunch with my son the other day after church. My son Noah, who's actually going to go to business school next year when he graduates from high school, so I'm pretty proud of that. But anyway, we were having lunch, and I left, and I was kind of saying, you know, how did we just spend $40 at a burger place? We went to this place called Artisan Burgers over in South Windsor. You know, how did that happen? He goes, well, Dad, you know, it's inflation. And I kind of laughed. And I said, well, yeah, you're right. But I used to be able to go get, you know, we used to be able to eat two people for under $20. And he said, well, Dad, that's just the way it is. I said, do me a favor, go back. He said something like, Dad, you're still living in the 80s. So I said, well, go back and pull up 1987. That's 30 years ago. And tell me what a dollar was 30 years ago, what it is in today's dollars. And what he said was, well, if you spent a dollar on something back then, I think it was like $2.25 or something like that, that you need today to go as far as that dollar did back then. So think about that. If you've been retired for 30 years, it's costing you $2.25 to do the same thing that a dollar used to be back then. You've had to increase your income at least by a double. That's got to be planned for. You've got to plan for those inflation numbers. And if we go back farther than that, because remember, we've had some low inflationary times recently, but if you go back farther than that, you take these 30-year periods, most of the time you have to triple your income over 30 years. How are you going to do that? You've got to have an income plan that, again, counts on healthcare costs, reserves for that, counts on inflation, and where you're maximizing your investments to make sure that you achieve that desired income, not being obsessed by this magical number that it seems like, you know, the financial press is just totally focused on. So here we are. You've saved and invested for retirement. You've maybe got this number in your head. Maybe you don't. But the bottom line is, if you've saved and invested for retirement, if you're in retirement and you have a nice nest egg, that's great. But now what? What are you going to do with that money? Remember, it's what you do with that money that really matters. How can you think like a pension plan and people investing a pension plan where you can create monthly checks for as long as you live either guaranteed or as close to guaranteed as you can. And then on top of that, can you legally pay fewer taxes? How can you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security by making the wrong choices or even with your pension? How do you turn your investments into this income workhorse that's constantly churning out income that not only you have either a very low probability of outliving or you can outlive, but it's also keeping up with inflation? So you can get these answers with our Money Map. Our Money Map retirement plan designs a retirement plan around your goals, your priorities. We even factor in your risk tolerance. You know, we think back of what happened in 08, in 2001, 2002, and we want to make sure that you don't get spooked out of the market, that you can stay in there, that you don't make foolish decisions based on your own emotions, because that's the key. That's probably what people pay us for the most, is protecting them from that emotional worry or even that emotional greed, that feeling that, oh, we've missed out. We want to have an income plan and a retirement plan that protects you against those things. So it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. We want to build this plan so it has a profound impact on your nest egg. Again, it's the Money Map retirement plan. I'm going to offer it right now to the next 12 callers. If you can be one of the next 12 callers that calls in, there's absolutely no cost for this. There's no obligation. We sit down with you in a very comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. We have a cup of coffee together, and we will build this plan based on your needs. It'll cover your investments. How much risk are you taking? What return you can expect statistically? It'll cover building an income plan for you. And we put it all on one page, your entire financial life on one page. So call now if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement. Call 1-800-705-1232. Again, call 1-800-705-1232. You can even text your first and last name to that number. We'll set up a time to visit with you and give you your personalized Money Map.
Again, call or text, whichever you prefer. Just be sure to include your first and last name. If you text 800-705-1232, that's 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map review, you'll get a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, or maybe one of his other books if you think that's a better fit for you. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. He's also a CFP, Certified Financial Planner. So show me somebody without a thorough plan for their retirement savings, and we'll show you somebody who's in grave danger of a big financial fall. If all you're doing is trying to achieve some kind of magic number for retirement, and believe me, there are a lot of people operating under that premise, whether it's $500,000 or $1 million or even $5 million, you've picked out this number. That number alone won't ensure that you'll retire successfully. So coming up, we'll reveal the other reasons why your magic number is either giving you a false sense of security or making you work longer than you actually need to. Joel, taxes are a big thing we need to think about when it comes to retirement planning. And for a lot of folks, they haven't factored in taxes as they should have when it comes to their retirement income plan. Yet another reason why that magic number of $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million, whatever it is, that number is meaningless.
Well, that's correct. And for some of you that are retired, your taxes might have just gone up on your future income. For others of you that are retired, your taxes may have gone down. It's just important to factor in these taxes. If you come up with a great strategy for generating retirement income and you don't factor in taxes, that's like rowing out into the ocean with a boat with a big hole in it and expected that, you know, if you just ignore it, if you just don't look at it, it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. Your boat is going to sink. So we've got to factor in all these things that we're talking about, especially taxes. And we've got different types of taxes in retirement. We've got income taxes. We've got a problem where there's a stealth Medicare tax. They don't call it a tax, but if your income is too high, you're going to pay more for Medicare. So that's a tax. You've got potentially escalating healthcare costs as far as your insurance goes, not just Medicare, but your regular insurance. You can sort of look at that as a tax. You've got your property taxes, which, you know, where I live in Tallinn, I mean, those are going to keep going up. We don't have enough of a manufacturing or business base in Tallinn to keep up with the costs. We've got demands on our school system, and, you know, we don't have as many people moving into the town. I was just talking to a teacher just the other day, and And she was saying how enrollment in third grade is way, way down. And if you don't have that demographic where people are moving into the town, nobody's building homes. They're not improving their homes. The tax base is not growing. So many different taxes. And we deal with this all the time at clients. As you know, I do workshops all around the area, usually evening workshops where we invite people to come in. They come in from either my TV segment that I do on Channel 3. They come in from this radio program. Sometimes we just invite people in the neighborhood. And this comes up all the time. How am I going to deal with taxes in retirement? What am I going to do? Should I stay in the state of Connecticut or Massachusetts, or should I move somewhere else? All critical, critical questions. Couple little tips on taxes I'll give you right now, but this really should be personalized one-on-one. One is you've got to watch out when the Affordable Health Care Act was passed and certain taxes did not go away. One of the taxes is if you spike your income in 1 year, which could be selling an asset like a retirement home, or maybe it's a cottage that you inherited from somebody. If you spike your income in 1 year too high, you're going to pay an extra tax because of the Affordable Health Care Act. There was some stealth taxes in there that weren't called taxes, but they were. The other thing is just a few years before that, we had the Pension Protection Act, which also had a tax that penalizes you if you spike your income in a year. And how do people do that? They usually sell an asset, a highly appreciated stock, a building, maybe a vacation home, maybe something that they've inherited where they have a very low cost base. So taxes are critical. And we've seen people wring an extra 5 to 10% out of their income just because they've planned well for taxes.
Another thing we need to address with this magic number is managing risk. Because suppose you have somebody who picked out a magic number and maybe it happened to be right. Let's say it was $2 million was the number they said they needed to have saved before they retired. And based on the lifestyle they wanted to create, that was actually enough. But then they failed to protect against market risk enough, and that $2 million very soon after they retire is $1.3 million or $1.4. Now suddenly it's not enough. That magic number again is meaningless because you didn't have the right risk protections in place.
Well, right, and this whole idea, which is more than an idea, it's a reality of the market going down the first few years that you retire, it can be devastating. And here's what happens for those of you that aren't retired already. For those of you that are retired, I'm sure you can relate to this. You retire, you've now lost your earning power. That has an emotional toll on you, whether you're a very emotional person and you recognize it, or maybe you're not, you're a super analytical person, but that has an emotional toll. You may be bearing it, but it has an emotional toll. So first few years you retire, market goes down. Maybe it goes down 10% 1 year, another 15% the following year. So we're down, 27% with the compounding and so on. That has a huge effect. If you've got $1 million, just to use round numbers, saved for retirement, and all of a sudden, after the course of about 18 months, it becomes $750,000, that's got to be weighing on your mind. You know, should I keep taking income? Is the whole nest egg going to go away before I can help my grandkids go to college? All of those things. And we see it from clients that come in all the time where they've come in, they say, Joel, you've got to stop the bleeding for me. I've come to you because my strategy isn't working. Either it's with their other financial advisor or their own strategy isn't working. So you've got to protect against that market downturn. I'm looking at a number of articles. One is USA Today, The Dirty Secret Behind Your Retirement Number. And it talks about the fallacies on these retirement numbers and how the assumptions can be wrong. Forbes had an article that said, why $1 million isn't your magic number? And it talks about what happens to retirement confidence, which will influence your decisions as the markets go up and down. CNN Money, how should I invest my retirement savings for safety and income? I think safety is the key word there. Now, we can't just put our money in the bank, which is 100% safe, or buy, you know, government bonds, which are safe, because we're not going to keep up with our need to generate income. We're not going to keep up with inflation. But it's all about the balance. It's so critical to have the proper balance when you're investing in retirement and when you're getting close to retirement. Worst thing that can happen, you're in retirement, you think you're all set, the market takes a toll on you, and all of a sudden your behavior, the temptation to behave a certain way, takes over, and you make very, very poor decisions. We can all sit here in an up market and say, well, that's not me. I know the market comes back. I know I just need to hang in there. We've seen so many people, very bright people, engineers, actuaries, high executives at companies that make terrible decisions when their emotions get involved.
I think the famous quote from George Foreman was that it's not about at what age I retire, it's at what income. Well, really, that holds true for your net worth. It's not about at what portfolio value you retire. It's how much income can you generate from that portfolio. And that's the final piece that we have to be sure we mention is how are you going to generate income from those assets that you've saved?
And it goes right back to the beginning where we said you've got to have a strategy to generate income. You've got to come up with some kind of a strategy. We start with what we call a retirement income plan. So when folks come in and visit with us in one of our offices, we go through the retirement income plan. That becomes the foundation of any financial plan. So many people, you go into a brokerage firm and right away they want to see your statements. They want to talk about why you're invested wrong, why they can do a better job for you than the person you're using already. In my opinion, that's malpractice. That's like walking into a doctor's office and having them ask, what medication are you on? And saying, well, my opinion, this medication's better. A doctor would never do that. They're certainly not a good doctor. They would ask you a series of questions. They would run some tests. They would look at your past medical history, maybe even your behavior around eating and exercise, and then they would make a diagnosis, and then they would prescribe. We wait to prescribe a financial plan until we've gone through a number of steps, and it starts with that retirement income plan. It starts with an overall financial plan, but it's got to build from that retirement income plan what you want, what you need in retirement. Even if you're already retired, this is key. You've got to watch your asset allocation while you're in retirement, because this is the critical pillar that's going to either create a success for you, or that pillar is going to break, not be able to hold you up, and you're going to be tempted to do the wrong thing. If I was a betting man, which I'm not, but if I was a betting man, I would bet that you've been lulled into complacency when we talk about your appetite for risk because of what's happened, how good things have been for the last 7, 8, 9 years. We forget how rough it was during the financial crisis. And even if you didn't have a mortgage at that time, even if you didn't need to sell your house, it affected everybody in this country. And remember the panic that was going on. Brilliant, smart, lifetime investors were making the wrong decisions on their portfolio that they regretted later. So again, our plan starts with an income plan. Then we do a risk assessment on your portfolio. And then you work with one of our qualified financial advisors to create a very comprehensive financial plan. Then we look at your investments and are they congruent with that plan? Do your investments match what your goals are? For most people that we visit with, they absolutely do not. So retirement income plan, MoneyMap retirement plan, that's what we do for you. And we've got to remember the Trump tax plan, how that's going to impact you. You know, have you heard the Trump tax plan will impact your mortgage if you have a mortgage, your income, business owners, it's going to impact you. If you have a little family partnership or an investment partnership like I have with my children to teach them how to invest, it's going to affect that. Your estate plan, positive effects on the estate tax, and maybe you want to change what you're doing with an estate plan based on those effects. You have wonderful opportunity if you haven't updated your estate plan. One thing is for sure, nobody's exempt from the tax changes. Nobody's exempt from making mistakes in retirement. We don't want you to be complacent when it comes to your investments. It all starts with that MoneyMap retirement plan that we offer to you. How nice would it be to ignore what you're seeing in the media because you have a plan? You don't have to get swayed by short-term crises that now in our 24-hour news cycle are always right in front of our faces. So for some of you, there could be significant opportunities. For others, it's going to save you from the peril of a bad retirement plan. Let us prove to you how we could potentially save you all kinds of money and put you on the right path. Again, if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call our office right now, 1-800-705-1232. We want to help you. Again, there's no obligation. We want to sit down with you and give you that MoneyMap retirement plan. Your whole life on one page with backups that go through an income plan and a risk assessment of your portfolio to make sure that risk matches your goals. This all could have a profound impact on your nest egg. So call now, 1-800-705-1232, or you can text your first and last name, 1-800-705-1232. Come on in, visit with us, get your MoneyMap retirement plan.
When you come in for your review, you'll get a copy of one of Jill's books to take with you when you go. No pressure, no obligation, but you will get a lot of value from that visit. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for this week on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great one.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.